1B. Culture Shock. Exercise 2B. Page 10.
The Ultimate Culture Clash. I first met the insect tribe of Papua New Guinea as I travelled the world to observe how ancient cultures and tribes were adapting to the modern world. I lived in their secluded village, Swagup, ate their food and shared their wooden shelters. I knew my stay was a rare exception to their rules and wanted to return the overwhelming hospitality that they had shown me. So I invited the chief and his family to experience my everyday life in South London. Before I knew it, we were making the 12,000-mile trip back to my home. Being a 2 days trip by boat from the nearest road, Swagup is completely isolated, so naturally I was a little nervous about taking six Stone Age travelers into my world. However, on arrival, my doubts eased as I watched them getting used to modern technology. At first, every escalator was met with terror, and every lift with suspicion. A revolving door created gasps of wonder. "It is an invisible hand that moves this. I can't believe it!" exclaimed the chief. Over the next few days, with spears on their backs and bows over their shoulders, they explored our world. They were fascinated by everyday scenes and situations that we would not give a second thought to. Some of the capital's tourist spots proved a challenge. At the London Eye, the tribe stopped in the shadow of the huge wheel. "It is not meant for humans," they said. Eventually, the chief decided that they should try it. "I couldn't believe I was so high above the land," he said. "There's no end, no mountain, only buildings. I was wondering how the wheel goes round, what makes this turn?" The underground was another great source of delight. The tribe was fascinated by the size of the transport train network. The chief was convinced the underground was built first, and the rest of London was built on top later. It wasn't all fun and games, though. When they visited an apartment block built for the elderly, they were shocked that their children didn't look after their elders. "It is not right," the chief said, shaking his head. "They brought you up, they cared for you, and when they are old, you must care for them." The goodbyes at Heathrow were emotional. Much of what the tribespeople said made me pause for thought. I don't think they would swap our world for their own. There, everything they need is free and plentiful. A world where everything is shared and where the only things treasured are family values and community.